This week on The Marquee, we've got a godly superhero and an old man lost at sea. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wider release this week, everyone's favorite hammer-wielding superhero returns in Thor: The Dark World. With the universe under attack by evil elves, Thor must enlist the help of his treacherous brother Loki to defeat them. At times, the newest Thor movie loses dramatic steam with some ill-timed humor, but overall it's a worthy follow-up to the original and a good addition to the Avengers universe.
Also opening in Columbus, Robert Redford stars as a sailor lost at sea in J.C. Chander's All Is Lost. The story is simple, the dialogue is minimal, and it has a cast of one. It may not sound like an especially thrilling experience, but this one-man show is action-packed and tense, and surprisingly gripping.
About Time is the latest film from Love Actually writer and director Richard Curtis. On his 21st birthday, Tim, played by Donald Gleason, learns that he can travel through time and tries to use this ability to land the girl of his dreams, played by Rachel McAdams.
In the biopic Diana, Naomi Watts portrays Princess Diana in the last 2 years of her life as she continues to live in the public eye while embarking on a secret romance.
Opening at the Gateway, Jean Reno stars in the French action film 22 Bullets that has taken 3 years to make it to American theaters. Reno plays an aging mobster who seeks revenge against his former childhood friend that left him for dead, with 22 bullets in him.
In The Motel Life, two brothers, played by Emile Hirsch and Stephen Dorff, leave the motel where they live and go on the run after killing a boy in a drunken hit-and-run accident.
June Diane Raphael and Casey Wilson star in the beauty pageant road trip comedy Ass Backwards. Two best friends find themselves in stranger and stranger situations as they travel to the 50th anniversary of the beauty pageant that they finished last place in as children.
How I Live Now stars Saoirse Ronan as an American teenager who's sent to the sleepy English countryside to stay with relatives. But when conflicts arise and war begins to break out, she finds herself fighting to survive. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Thor: The Dark World. In some ways, it's better than the original. In other ways, it's not as good. But it's still a grand superhero thriller.
We're almost in complete agreement about Thor, especially in regards to saying you should definitely check it out.
Or if this week's epic action and quiet dramas don't appeal to you, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Grown Ups 2, though personally, I wouldn't recommend it. Adam Sandler's Lenny moves his family back to his old hometown so he can be closer to his childhood friends, and all kinds of hilarity is supposed to follow.
Channing Tatum and Jamie Foxx star in White House Down, the second film of 2013 about a terrorist takeover of the White House. Unfortunately, this film isn't nearly as enjoyable as Gerard Butler's Olympus Has Fallen, which recently became available on Netflix streaming, so check that out instead.
In the indie comedy Girl Most Likely, Kristen Wiig stars as a failed playwright who struggles to get on with her life after she's forced to move back in with her dysfunctional family in New Jersey.
It's not exactly a brand new release, but The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey is being released again, this time as an extended cut. This new version, which is available in both 2D and 3D, adds 14 minutes of new footage to the film, bringing its total runtime to a dragon-sized 3 hours and 2 minutes. Other Blu-ray releases include Mad Men Season 6, the NASA epic The Right Stuff, and Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Well, this week's pick may not be obvious, but the turkey definitely is. 2010's Grown Ups was a painful enough comedy. Please don't subject yourself to the sequel.
I'm intrigued by the extended version of The Hobbit, but the film was already too long when it was first released. Instead, I'll recommend Mickey's Christmas Carol, which I still have fond memories of.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for award season dramas and a holiday rom-com. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
lightning is all but a flicker of light, punctuated on all sides by darkness.